Hello, this is Zach.
Hi, Zach. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing, Tina?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So you probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
Okay. I'm in a little bit of a pinch right now. Spot with the job that I have going, and I really need to prioritize my finances towards materials.
I see.
So, I mean, I could reach out to you guys when I have the money to pay for ads again. But I'm also, I don't know. I'd like if I could get like maybe some kind of informational email or something that tells me exactly like what you guys are doing to promote my business and like if there's any way to like track the productivity and just how much of the business is coming from Local Splash ads and stuff like that. Because I mean, most of the business that I've been getting has just been all word of mouth. And I have an extremely high turnover rate, and I think a big part of that is because of word of mouth, because people are getting the referral from a trusted source. My money is actually doing for me.
Yeah. Thank you for relaying all of that. I mean, if you're doing a lot of word of mouth, I mean, that speaks volumes about your reputation and the quality of your work, you know, so that's awesome. As far as what our service does is we actively promote you on the first page of Google and Bing, where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated. So all of the activity is tracked on the dashboard. So, for instance, in the time that you've been with us, it's showing that your company has been found on the first page of Google 5,136 times, and you've had 523 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So a large percentage of those are not word of mouth or repeat clients because Google tracks it. And it's showing of the 5,136 impressions, 116 times you are found under the keyword deck, 38 deck builder, 15 decking Sonoma County, banister replacement company Santa Rosa, 15 best redwood refinishing company, 15 California stream deck, 15 California deck builder, 15. So there's 58 different keywords that you're being found for, and that's all tracked on your dashboard. Now, your website that we built for you has a contact form on it. So most people, when they see you on the first page, they're going to click to call you automatically, right, or go to your site for immediate contact. But there are certain occurrences where they can't contact you right away, where, you know, they will just fill out their information on the site because perhaps they're at work or they're with family, and then you get notified that there's a lead coming through the site. So in addition to all of those, you know, clicks to call, you also have 30 leads that came through your website contact form, and the most recent one was on August 1st. So let me see if you got that or not. You might have not. You did.
The
because
is no longer being promoted, right? It's the RR Dex now. Is the website that was made for me by Local Splash was questionable.
Okay.
There was information on there that I didn't authorize that was incorrect or totally it was just kind of like made up. I don't know. There was just stuff on there that I was like skeptical of and that I didn't really like just being added without my permission. But the layout was also very, just, it looked like it was computer generated and just like certain fields were filled out, but my mom's a web designer, so she made me a new website, and I requested to have the one that was made by Local Splash removed entirely, like not even mm-hmm. via results, because I didn't want some of the information that was on there just being available for anyone to see when it's not accurate information. And last time I spoke with a Local Splash rep, it sounded like they swapped it out, but I was still seeing the old website just floating around. And also the logo for the website, or the business logo that used to show up on the mm-hmm. like search results at the top of the name. When they switched to the new website, I wasn't seeing that logo there anymore. It was just like a blank, like, icon.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they were able to completely remove the old one and fix the logo issue, but that was another thing that I was a little concerned about.
It looks to me like they rebuilt it completely on rrdex.com, because the original website, rrdeckrefinishing.com, I have that pulled up in one window, and then I have the rrdex.com in another window. They're both our Local Splash sites, but the rrdex.com has the logo at the top, right in the middle. It has your 5-star ratings on Google showing.
That's the one my mom made. And so I just looked at Russian River Deck Refinishing on Google right now, and it shows the one my mom made at the top, and then it shows the old one right below it.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently that one was not removed. But what I'm talking about is, like, so when you search that on Google, it pops up with all the, like, domains and everything. You'll notice, like, for Yelp, right next to Yelp, it has the Yelp logo. Same thing with Nextdoor, MapQuest, HomeAdvisor. But then for the website, it's just a blank globe icon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the Russian River Deck Refinishing logo anymore.
So that's if you search on Google for your business, you mean, and then you see all of the different places that you're listed?
Yeah.
I see. Okay, let's see. I do see the logo next to it, but I'm on a desktop. So maybe, are you doing it from a smartphone or a tablet?
Yeah, I'm on my tablet.
Oh, maybe that's a factor. Maybe the logo doesn't show up on the smartphones. But I can check with the technician. But when I typed in your business name, I do see rrdex.com coming up, and your logo is right next to it. So, you know, that's good news. I want to give you some options, Zach, because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 3rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account. And the good news is that's all that it is right now, because come September 3rd, it recurs to $498, continues to do so until this settles. So one thing you can do if things are tight right now is that your program includes an extra $100 worth of Google paid ads. What we could do is take those off, and that would lower your subscription and the past due amount to just $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you start on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing. Everything stays up and running as far as the directories and the optimization and the programming. And a lot of people will go to a package like that if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back later and put those Google ads back on if you wanted to. You know what I mean?
That makes sense. I mean, even if we were to bring it down, I still just don't have the funds for that at the moment. I don't know if there's like a way to pause the membership. Because I'm still...
There is, if you called us prior to August 3rd, now that there's a past due amount, we can't pause it or cancel it or anything with that past due amount. It's just going to continue to reoccur. And I don't want it to, you know, eventually affect your credit and your business. So what I'll do is I'll make that adjustment right now for the 149, and you don't have to pay it right now, right? But definitely get it paid before the end of the month to be within the 3 business days of September 3rd and to prevent the next month's charge. Now, let's say that you pay this on August 18th. I can then push the next billing out to September 18th for you. That way we can prevent 2 payments from hitting too close together. You know what I mean? But as far as there's a past due amount, I don't have any flexibility to do anything with the billing other than remove those Google ads, which, you know, I'll make that adjustment for you just to make it a little bit more affordable. Now, once the payment's up to speed, if you want to cancel it or pause it, you can do so. Also, since you weren't aware of the results, you can download the Local Splash app. It's available in the Android and the iOS apps, and log into it with the same credentials that you have for your dashboard, and that way you'll see your results in real time. The last lead that came through was the guy Mark Chass on 1474 High School Road in Sebastopol. Do you remember dealing with him? He said he had a redwood. Redwood deck, 25 years old, 700 square foot single level. He needs a new composite deck. It was Mark Chass, and his address is 1474 High School Road.
Yeah, that was actually a word of mouth too. Is he, so we're working on the house right next door to his, and he came over and he asked about our business information and everything, and my guy on site told him that he could look up online Russian River Deck Refinishing so he could see the photos on the website.
Yes, yes.
So, but yeah, I mean, no doubt, I definitely have gotten some leads through the websites, for sure. But again, it's like if I look back at my text messages and how many alerts I've gotten from website traffic versus how many jobs we've gotten and how many of them are word of mouth, it's, I don't know.
Well, you have to realize one thing is that most people are never going to fill that out because they've already talked to you, right? So what I did right now is I just filtered out the results for the last 30 days just to make sure that this is still performing. And it's showing me just over the last 30 days, your company has been found on the first page of Google 279 times, and you've had 20 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So that's what I'm saying. Let's say that you need a plumber, right? You put plumber near me, and then you see a company coming up that you feel comfortable contacting. You're going to call them and schedule something, right, or see if they could come out for an estimate, and you're never going to get to their contact form on the site, right? So those contacts, those 30 leads that came through the site, those are rare occurrences that happen with people that found you, but for some reason or another, they can't call you right that second. So they just plug into the site what it is that they need. But that's in addition to the, you know, the breakdown over the last 30 days is 17 clicks to your website and 3 clicks to call you from the first page. So the reason the 17 happens is if they're searching you on a regular computer, they can't click to call you, right? So they have to click to your website first, and then they'll call you. So you've had 20 Google actions just over the last 30 days. One thing we can do just to kind of, you know, make sure that you're getting the most bang for your buck is once the account is current, we can, you know, do a complete performance check on the account to make sure that if there's any updates happening behind the scenes that would help you, they perform those. Also, currently, they make a weekly post every Wednesday on your Google page to keep you more relevant. I can ramp that up to 2 posts per week. You know, that will help you tremendously. And then the one thing that you can do on your end, and you're already doing extremely well in this department, is to work on getting some more 5-star reviews here and there. You know, so I see that most of your reviews came back, you know, from 2024 and prior. There's only 2 fresh reviews that have even been posted within this entire year. And sometimes that will affect you, even though you have an impeccable rating. If there's companies up there that have fresh stuff, you know, constantly being posted about them, and then you have these 2 older reviews, one from January and one from March, sometimes that will affect you too. You know, so I can send you a review generator email that will help you with that. You know, that it's hyperlinked to your Google business profile, and it would, you know, be something you could just copy and paste and send to some of your past and present clients, and it'll definitely help you get some more 5-star reviews here and there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yep, it's
yeah,
really
I just,
cool.
I thank you for giving me I run through all of that. I appreciate the information.
Of course.
And,
yeah.
And yeah, I mean, of all the marketing companies I've dealt with, Local Splash seems to be the most, least salesy, if that makes sense.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Pretty much everyone I've talked to is just kind of like, I don't know, pestered me, and then they all call into question. They're like, oh, well, who are you using now? What are they doing for you? And I'm like, well, I mean, it seems like they're doing something. And then they're like, well, they're not doing enough, and this and that. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'll reach out to you if I need help. And then they're like, well, you really need our help, this and that. And I'm like, okay. But Logo Splash has always just been a lot more personable. So I think just the client, just like the communication has been a lot better, and that's a big deal for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
But,
thank you. That's really something nice words to be said about us, you know, and we try to thrive to be, you know, very interactive with our clients and, you know, try to not keep things salesy. I'm somebody that I'm always going to set a proper expectation. But those calls that you're getting, it definitely sounds like they're scam callers because, and you're aware of it, you know, because you recognize, hey, if I need help, I'll call you. But there's 2 companies that Local Splash is in legal issues with. One is called Town Square Media. One is called Ali Ali. And they're calling our clients and they're saying, oh, Local Splash doesn't work with Google best practices and their websites are copy and paste. And they say all these things that would scare somebody in efforts of trying to get them to sign up with them. But the reason they're a scam company is for the people that did do that, they never contact us to get access to the Google business page. And they can't create a new Google business page because that would be a duplicate and it would throw a red flag with Google. So the people that kind of jump ship and go with those scam companies, they're essentially throwing that money down the toilet because, you know, those companies can't do anything with the Google page because they don't have access to it, right? And, you know, we have no problem if they contact us to say, here you go, you know, you can have access. But that's the problem is they never do anything about even following up on the people that, you know, kind of go with them. So just so you know, Zach.
You said Town Square, mate. Huh?
Did your radar go up when I said that?
Yeah, as soon as you said Town Square, my skin started crawling.
Yeah.
I had a terrible experience with them. I was like, because I used to do sales too, and I think that's a kind of an edge that I have doing this business is that I understand like, just like buyer psychology and just how to help the person feel comfortable with the decision and build value on the
purchase and everything, but I'm also an extremely hard worker, and I never don't go far above and beyond for them. And so I also recognize when someone is just prioritizing a sale over the actual experience of the purchaser. And
yes,
I just wasn't, they weren't jiving with me at all. And at one point I was being super polite with this guy, and yeah, he was just being too pushy, and I was like, all right, man, like I don't have time for this. I gotta go. Like I said, if I need your help, I will reach out to you and I will keep you in my back pocket. And
yep.
Then he started insulting me, and he was mocking me. And I was like, okay, now it's become part of my job to make sure you get reported. And I will make sure that I talk to whoever your higher up is. So,
yeah.
Great job.
Yeah, there's no reason. And you know what? Those are the same guys that when you tell them stuff like that, they'll start getting desperate and they'll promise you the moon and the stars, and then they know that they can't perform on it, you know, but they'll just say anything at that point to get a sale. So just as a security precaution, Zach, when you signed up with us, we asked you to put a security question on file, which is your mother's maiden name, and the answer is Jenkins. So what you can do moving forward, if you recognize one of those scam calls are coming in, you could just say, look, the company that handles this has a security question and answer on file. Can you please confirm it? And if they can't, just politely move on. That way you save a lot of time in even dealing with them. And, you know, a valid Local Splash employee is never going to call you and ask you for more money. So that's usually, I mean, unless it's past due like this, but they're not going to say usually. Those guys will say like, oh, we need some, you know, X amount of dollars to update your Google listing or something like that. Well, your Google listing is all paid in full with us, so you don't owe them even $5. You know what I mean? But yeah, you could always just use that security question and answer as a way to defer that nonsense away, you know, and not waste a lot of time on it. Let's see here. Okay, so I'll put some notes here, and I already made the adjustment with the pricing that you just need a little bit more time. The system does try to process it once daily, but I'll circle back to your account in a week or so, and if we're still having trouble, you know, I can follow up with you then, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
What's your name again? You're welcome. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. I'll send that to you in a text just so you don't have to write it down. And then one thing that might help you if you wanted to consider it is to get a call tracking number for your marketing. And I can put that in there for you free of charge. I mean, you've been with us for 3.5 years, so I wouldn't have to charge you the $300 upgrade for it. But what it is they would purchase a brand new, 707 area code number. When people call it, it would forward over to your number. But it will eliminate a certain volume of those spam callers because we'll put a press one, press two greeting on it. So, for instance, thank you for calling Russian River Deck Refinishing. If you're a new client, press one. If you're an existing client, press two. Both options are going to ring over to you, but if it's a computer-generated spam call, those are going to fall off, and when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end, right? And then the second benefit to it is all of the calls that come in through those tracking numbers are stored on the dashboard for quality assurance. So you can go in and you can see exactly who you talk to through your Google listing. You can listen to the calls for quality assurance. And I had a really neat thing happen where a guy called me a few months ago and he said, hey, I can't open up this lead that's coming through my dashboard. You know, can you open it up for me? And it was somebody that was, you know, trying to hire him for something he bid it on. And when he called back, the person gave him the address, but, you know, at that point he was out on the job, and, you know, when he went to go on the bid, for the next job, he's like, oh shoot, where did I put that address? So he went back through the dashboard and he listened to the call and he got the address that way. So it's kind of cool. You know, there's neat things that you could do. Yeah, so I could put a note here that, you know, if you think you wanted to utilize that, definitely, you know, once the payment's up to speed, I can include that for you at no additional cost.
Okay, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And I already sent you the review generator email, so even though, you know, the account's in a past due status, you can start working on that right away. And then, you know, I recommend putting the Local Splash app on your phone, because once we launch the call tracking number for you, it will be integrated with the app. So anytime someone, you know, calls you through it, texts you through it, fills out the website form, you'll get notified in real time. So, you know, that'll be a great tool for you to use moving forward. Now, if you try to log into the app right now, it'll probably, you can download it now and you can, you know, put in your username and password, but it'll probably say your account's in suspension, you know, click here to reactivate. That's just a friendly reminder to let you know that, you know, the payment's not going through. But once it does go through, you'll have full access to the app, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome, Zach. I enjoyed talking to you. And unless you have, you know, further questions, you know, I can, you know, just notate the account and wish you a really nice weekend coming up, too.